This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Five people are expected to enter pleas today in the case of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Three former police officers and two paramedics face felony charges for McClain's death, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. They were indicted in 2021 and have been in months of delays caused by multiple motions filed by defense attorneys. A judge this week ruled there would be three trials for the five defendants, though. One trial for the first officer who responded, another for the paramedics, and a third for the other two officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Robin Ferris has been in prison since 1991 for murder. She's eligible for parole at the end of this month. That's after Governor Jared Polis granted her a form of clemency. CPR's Elaine Tassi.
The 61-year-old grandmother was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole after 40 years. His action makes her eligible almost 10 years sooner. She's the first Black woman in Colorado to receive clemency in the past three decades.
It was a lot of joy, but there was a lot of tears of joy. It was surreal.
The governor's clemency letter praised Farris for completing 2,000 hours of counseling instruction and taking accountability for her crime. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A nursing home in Louisville is being sued by the family of a woman who froze to death outside the facility. Attorneys say 97-year-old Mary Jo Staub wandered outside of Balfour at Lavender Farms and got locked out last February. She banged on the doors near a vacant nurse's station and died an hour later of hypothermia. Colorado's Transportation Department and the State Patrol want to cut down on speeding-related crashes. New billboards and radio ads will encourage drivers to slow down. Speeding is one factor behind a recent spike in traffic deaths in Colorado, especially in El Paso County. Fatalities in that county involving speeding rose 43% between 2019 and 2020. That is far above state and national averages. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.